WHDD Robinhood Radio presents The Locavore Way with Amy Kotler, helping you rediscover and enjoy the pleasures of locally grown food.
This is The Locavore Way with Amy Kotler, talking fresh about seasonal ingredients and culinary improvisation. It's spring, so eat your spinach. I don't know why spinach has gotten such a bad rap, but the buck stops here. We're going to cook up spinach that you're going to adore, and you don't have to do much with it to make it taste ideal as an accompaniment, tossed over pasta, or any which way. My favorite way to cook spinach is walked up. Get yourself a fire going underneath a nice large wok with some garlic, a little bit of olive oil. Throw in the spinach immediately. Toss it a few times with the tongs. The more the merrier. It'll seem like it. Oh, gee, it's never going to melt down, but don't worry about it. Keep tossing with it. The minute it wilts, it's done. It's dinner, a little salt, a little pepper, maybe even a little grate of fresh nutmeg. For some reason, spinach really likes nutmeg. And there's your accompaniment, as is, tossed over pasta. What a delicious spring dish. Spring is a great time to eat spinach. It really loves our cool nights, and cool nights really permeates our spinach with vitality and a crisp green flavor. A lot of people have questions about how much spinach to buy, and you almost can't buy too much because it really does shrink down. I have a cousin who came to a Thanksgiving dinner with what he thought was tons of spinach, and by the time it cooked down, we each had a thimble. About 2 pounds for six for a very small side dish, but my husband and I have been known to eat a pound, or 2 to 3 people to a pound, is a nice, generous course of spinach. Don't wash it until you're ready to eat it. Spinach can be a little gritty, and the easiest way to wash it is to put it in a big sink full of nice cold water, drop it in, lift it out into a bowl, do that 3 times until the grit is all left behind. Nice, fresh bowl of water each time. Sometimes we're lucky and spinach is already washed, so we don't have to bother, and you can easily tell. Break off the stems if they look tough. Leave them if they don't. What you feel like you can eat is what you can eat. You don't have to dry spinach thoroughly, but you should dry it a little bit. A little bit of water is nice to help it cook, but it's really not necessary. Spinach is loaded with nutrition, somewhat reduced by the oxalic acid, which inhibits absorption, but not much. Spinach has a slightly bitter flavor, which I really adore. For people who are a little intimidated by cooked greens, spinach is really one of the gentler greens to get used to. Spinach seems to really like everything in the salt family. Feta, bacon, nice coarse salt. It really enjoys those kinds of things. It also likes aromatic flavors like curry and, as I said, nutmeg. I like a salad that has a slightly curry dressing. You can make a standard dressing with a little bit of roasted curry in there. Just toss the curry in a pan and saute for a second and put it into your dressing and toss it up. I also love a spinach salad with roasted local shiitakes and bacon. Buy your spinach local. Buy your feta local. Get your bacon from a local farm and you'll find the difference is extraordinary. When you eat spinach in season and it's local, it'll blow you away. Where do you buy it? Farmers markets, farm stands, right now. Of course, it's easy to garden as well. Good cooked, good raw, good any which way.
The Locavore Way is written and hosted by Amy Kotler, produced in cooperation with WHDD RobinhoodRadio.com. Amy worked as the web food forum host for the New York Times, and her food articles have been published in periodicals including Fine Cooking, Kitchen Garden, and others. Amy has written 5 cookbooks, including Fresh from the Farm, the Massachusetts Farm to School Cookbook, and most recently, The Locavore Way, Discover and Enjoy the Pleasures of Locally Grown Food. Amy's on Facebook with The Locavore Way and at locavoreway.com on the web.